We're learning Mesillas Yesharim. It's November 19th, 2012. And we are in the middle, rather towards the end, I should say, of Perek Dalid, the paragraph that starts Vim Toimar. Let's give a little recap of what we are discussing here. Thank you. And we've been discussing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, He runs the world with a system that He takes all of our actions into account, whether it's our big averos and the small ones as well. And we asked the question last week, why doesn't Hashem just do what a father does? Don't we call Hashem our loving father? Why isn't Hashem just, the little ones, sometimes ignore them, look the other way. Right, how many times, you know, in life, not just as a father, but as a person. It's such a true point I want to mention. We all, although we have a Torah law that says not to accept bribery, I want to suggest we all, to some degree, I don't want to say violate this law, but we accept bribery. How do we accept bribery? I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a person in shul. You're diving with him. And you're going to kiss the Sefer Torah, and he accidentally cuts in front of you, and he blocks you off. Didn't mean to do it. He has a towel over his head. You're not sure who this is. He turns around, and you see it's your best friend. You don't care. Same scenario. You turn around, the person who blocked you off, you couldn't kiss the Sefer Torah. You know what that means to me? He turns around, he looks at you. You see, it's that person that always disturbs you. Always the person that you can't, you're about to take a parking spot, he gets in there first. Ah, how you doing? Right? Whatever reason is, it's someone who you don't like the most. The response a person might have is not the same when it's not his friend who just blocked him off from kissing the Sefer Torah. Why is that? Because it's the same act. It could be the same exact act. But when my friend did this to me, I'm looking the other side. I'm looking the other way. So we're discussing here, why is it that Hashem can't push little ones aside? And we explain the very important point, because we are connected in our spiritual world to our neshama in Shemayim. And we said that all of the mitzvahs that we do, if we don't do them properly, we are blemished, we are ruined. And Hashem, when He punishes us, it's an atonement. He's fixing what we ruined. For example, we gave an example of tefillin. We spoke about tefillin a little at length last week. When the person doesn't have the tefillin in the right spot, we spoke about it at length, so just going to bring out the point again very quickly. The next world, the person gets to the next world, and he's going to say to his friend, why didn't you come over to me and correct me and tell me my tefillin should be on my head, not below my hairline, not on my forehead? Why didn't you tell me that? Why is the person going to be so upset at his friend? Because he's going to be lacking a forehead. Every mitzvah corresponds to the spiritual mitzvah corresponds to a physical part of his body. The purpose of that mitzvah is to elevate the hand, the arm, the head, whatever he's doing that mitzvah with, every part of the body he's doing the mitzvah with. So when Hashem punishes the person, it's not because Hashem doesn't love. Of course, Hashem loves the most. Therefore, Hashem says, I have to give you that punishment so you get your atonement. So when you get to the next world, you'll be complete, you'll be shalem, as opposed to lacking and be blemished. Let's continue now. Vim Taimar. If it's all true, which we just said, if of course it is, Im Kain, what we just discussed here, we ended off with saying that Hashem's Midas Adin, His judgment, does not falter. Hashem does not look aside. That's what we just finished discussing in the Sefer here. Im Kain, Midas HaRachamim. Lama Hiyoy Medis. The question is now, where does mercy play a role? Justice, we just explained why it's, where's mercy? He says, "Kaven shall kol panim sorich ledatik badin akol davar." If we have to be so precise with every single little point, where does Hashem's mercy play a role? Hatshuva, the answer is Vaday Midas Harachamim. He kiyumoy shel oylam. Shiloi hoyu oymed zulasa klalu klal. The Ramchal, the Moshe Chaim Lutzada tells us here in the Mesias Hasharim that the character trait of Hashem of mercy is so powerful that the world would not be here. The world would not be able to exist if not for Hashem's rachmanus, his mercifulness. Why not? Vava pichein a midas adin loike. Midas adin is here and rachamim is here at the same time. V'zeh, this is ki lefi shuras adin mamish hayeroi shachoy te yonish miyad tekef lechetoy beliham tonikolat. He says, according to the rule of strict justice, din, a person does something wrong, he should be punished right away, on the spot. Lightning bolt, whatever you want to say, should come out and zap him, and boom, he's gone. And the punishment should be the most severe punishment. Just like a person, when a person who rebels against the king, you off with his head, finished. We don't say, you know, take this sword, that sword, off with his head. He rebelled against the king. It was the smallest little deviation of not fulfilling what the king said, but he rebelled against the king. When the person does not fulfill even the smallest mitzvah, it should be off with his head. But he says, he's building up further. How can a person fix up what he broke? If I would take their glass, Drew, and I would smash in the ground, and I glue it back together, you see all the cracks. How is it possible that a person can be chayta, he could sin, and Hashem allows something called tshuva to be in existence and fix it? I already gave the answer. For example, he says, "Hare shirotza ha'adam eschaveroi." Reuben killed Shimon. Hare shenaaf. A person committed adultery. Eich yuchal esakin adavar ezer. How is it possible to fix up what was done? Hayuchal lo hasim ha'maisa ha'osim ha'metzius. Is it possible to take away the act that was done? Those who learn Gemara Megillah on Daf Zayin on Mebeis, you learned the Bzeira, right? That he was shechted, right?
Yeah.
He was killed. So in that case, they had the ability of Tchias HaMeisim, resurrection of the dead, they brought him back to life. Fine. Most average people can't do that. Okay, he wasn't an average person who did that. So he's saying here, Reuben kills Shimon. Shimon is dead. How do you fix that? How is it possible? Amnam, he says, this is the answer where mercy, the midas of Rachmanus, plays a role. Once again, he's coming to discuss, after he just built up, that there has to be din, there has to be strict judgment, where does Rachmanis play a role? Amna midas harachamim hi anisenis, hebech ha-shloisha dvarim shezacharno. This character trait of Rachmanis is the opposite of what we just mentioned. The hainu shiyutan zman l'chayte, v'lo yikachay min ha'aretz miyad kishachoto. It gives time for the sinner that he is not punished right away to repent. And the punishment does not destroy him. That the tshuva, the repentance that a person does, uproots the chait, the sin. These are very important words here. Up to the point where a person uproots his desire to sin. When a person uproots his desire to sin, this is one of the highest levels of tshuva. Up to the point where he uproots his action of the aveir itself. Let's now focus on these points for a few minutes. There's a marshal with a father. Of course, we always say the marshal with a king. So, the prince, of course, in this marshal, once again, he misbehaves. Princes don't always behave. That's how the mashalim go. The father is so upset, he wants to kill him, he wants to smash a boulder on him and destroy him. And this is what the king swears to do. When the king's anger, his wrath, he calms down. He has a problem now. He's a dilemma. He said he wants to smash his son with his boulder for the crime that his prince, his son, committed. So what does he do? The marshal is, he takes this boulder, pulverizes it, smashes it down on the ground. Now he's got little pebbles. Takes these pebbles and he pelts them at his son. And his son is able to take now a punishment for his sin. But of course, he'll still be alive. This is what it means, Rachmanus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see later on as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that big boulder, even though that's the din, and smashes it. Even though the person deserving of the boulder at the same time, at one time. The Rachmanus, the mercy of Hashem, takes place now and says, Hashem says, I'm going to throw them at the person with little small pieces. Now these words, Akiris HaRotzon Kakiris HaMaisa, is very important. One of the greatest ways of showing a tshuva, one of the highest levels of tshuva, is when a person's rotten, his desire does not exist to sin anymore. He elevated himself to such a degree, his tshuva was so great, he felt so bad for what he did, and he learned the svarim. He learned about what does it mean to do such an aveira. What does it mean, as we discussed last time, about talking in shul? Why do people talk in shul? They don't realize it's such a bad aveira, such a big aveira. Would a person take his car, ram into somebody? Of course not. Chas v'shalom. What kind of ridiculous thing to say? If a person would think that talking in shul is like ramming his car into someone, he would never do it. Now, I want to ask you a question. This is what I'm now saying is what the Mefarshim explained. There's only one time in all of Shulchan Aruch where the words Godol Avonim Insoy are stated. What are these words Godol Avonim Insoy? My chait, my sin is too great to bear. The Shulchan Aruch writes this down. The Shulchan Aruch says this in regards to a person talking during davening. Person talk during davening. Chazor Sashat. Right? Okay. Well, let's focus tefillah. Shmon Esrei. Okay. Person talks during davening. Okay. If he talks during Pesuka de Zimra, it's a different chait. Okay. It's a different chait. He should not go out to war. He should put on, if he puts on and talks in between there, it's a different tremendous chait. Tremendous chait also. No, we're talking Chazor Sashat now. Tefillah. Shmon Esrei. Where do we have this mentioned in the Torah? Cain kills his brother Hevel. He kills him. He takes his car. He rams it into his brother. He kills him. Cain says to Hashem, Hashem is a question mark. Hashem, you the creator of the whole universe. You can't take this one. You can't bear this one. It's a question mark. God of Vayim, sorry, is my hate so great to bear? Cain asks a question mark to Hashem. What did he just do? He took his pickup truck and he killed his brother. Obviously, we didn't. I'm just using an example because here we're saying if a person would take his car. So when a person speaks during Chazaras Hashanah specifically, but during Tefillah, during Davening, the other parts as well, during Kaddish, during Kedusha, it's like taking his pickup truck and ramming into someone. Is it not? According to this mathematical equation we just gave? But yet, people speak to their friends. Well, they're not friends. Who are they speaking to? They speak. Because they don't realize the severity of what it means to talk during davening. It could be this what they should be hearing Shiron. I don't know. Mrs. Sharm, talking about the importance of every single act a person does. Now, to a person who turns on to this tape or to hear this conversation right now, what a fanatic. This is going overboard. These are exactly the words of the Shulchan Aruch. This is nothing, no exaggeration. Nothing has been exaggerated. Cain killed his brother. He killed him. And he said a statement to Hashem, I know I'm repeating myself, is my chay too great to bear? It's a question mark. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this question, and he says this point, and he wants to know. It's a fact. It's a fact. His chay is too great to bear when the person speaks during Chazaras Hashatz. And other times it could be as worse or even not, or as bad as well. So what the Messias Sharm is telling us over here is when a person realizes how bad it is to talk during davening and he uproots that from himself, what happens is he takes away the Avera. Kakira Samaisa, Hashem does a chesed. That's the rachamim. That's the mercy Hashem created in the world. Dehainu, Shebiyois Hashav Makir Eschetoi. When a person who is doing tshuva, he recognizes his sin. Umoideboy. And he admits he does tshuva. Umisboinein ara'osoi v'shav mischarit alav charata gemura. And he repents and he has remorse. Charata gemura. Demikara kacharatos haneid mamish. It's like he uproots, like when a person makes a vow, he uproots his vow. He wishes he never did that act. He's pain, beliba in his heart. Tsar chazok, a tremendous pain. Because he spoke during davening. And he leaves it. And he never does this again. When a person uproots this desire to do the wrong act, it's viewed ka'akiras haneder, like he uprooted a vow. When he made a vow, he's going to do something, and he annulled the vow. And he's atoned. This is what the mid of Rachmanus, of Hashem's mercy, how it plays a role. This is what the pasuk says, v'sara v'necha v'cha toscha t'chupar. Person will sorav anecha, he'll come back, he'll go away from the chait, from the sin. V'chatoscha t'chupar, and his avera, his sin, will be atoned. She'ova insor mamish me'amitzius, v'nekar b'man she'achshav mitztayar, v'misnachim ha'man she'hoye l'mafreya. It's uprooted. Why is it uprooted? Because he feels bad, he's mitztar, he's pained. V'misnachim, now he's comforted, ha'man she'hoye l'mafreya. That which he did in the past. That level of the ability Hashem gives us time to do tshuva, that's Rachmanis. V'zeh chesed vaday. She'enu meshur sadin. This is kindness, which is not in the letter of the law. Letter of the law, we said, a person sins, off with his head. Hashem is giving us Rachmanis. The question was, where does Rachmanis play a role? Patience. Hashem's patience. Now, it's a chesed, but that does not push aside the din. Hashem's din is still there. We'll explain in a second. Like we explained the example with the rock, the king that wanted to smash his prince, his son. It's patience. Gives a time for the sinner to improve and to not sin. Kinan Barom is Zaka Abba, like that of a person who, a son who merits, after a father passes away, the son who does mitzvahs, the son is the extension of the father. Or that of mixes nefesh, like the whole entire nefesh. What does it mean, mixes nefesh, kuchol nefesh? We're going to end with this for today and finish tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, this parak and start parak hay. And the Medrash says in Koheles, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Menoyeg Shabo'ilom, Adam Nichshol Ba'aveirov, Huchayev Alea Misa L'Shemayim, Memenes Chaperloi, Meishoiroi, of the loytan gailos kanglosoi nishbrotsol khusoi nich shobets boy aktano ve yotsim yeno tipes dam mitzas nefesh gecho nefesh. The Medrash tells us a person does not veira. Mixas nefesh, how does Hashem with his rachmonis, his mercy, deal with a person? Mixas nefesh kechol nefesh. Hashem says to the person, we'll talk in the Medrash in our terms. He gets a flat tire. He has to get a new refrigerator. He stubs his toe. Oh, those things hurt. Those hurt a lot. He gets a paper cut. He gets some blood coming out. All these little things are like that big stone that Hashem smashed and has the pebbles coming at the person. Mixas nefesh kechol nefesh, and then the person with everything taken into account, he has a kapara, he has an atonement for his averus. And this is how the Mesillas Yesharim is answering, what does it mean that there's rachmanis, mercy? Where does it play a role if there's strict judgment? The mercy plays a role because Hashem has patience with the person and gives it to the person so he can handle it. Thank you.